You're listening to Immaculate Conception Podcasts, recorded every Sunday at the 11 o'clock Mass at our new church located at 411 Palmer Road in Columbia, Illinois. For more information about Immaculate Conception, please go to www.icc-columbia-il.us. Our pastor is Father Carl Scheer. And now, enjoy the podcast.
The story is told about a very religious grandmother who is mailing her teenage grandson a new Bible for his birthday. And so she took the package to the post office to get the appropriate postage. And when she handed it to the clerk, who put the postage on it, after weighing the package, the clerk, as a standard procedure, asked the grandmother if there was anything breakable in the package. With a wry smile, the grandmother replied, "Just the Ten Commandments." Whoever breaks one of the least of these commandments and teaches others to do so will be called least in the kingdom of heaven. These may sound like some pretty harsh and dire words from Jesus in today's gospel. Our first impulse might be to say, not much joy in this gospel. But within the context of our first reading today from the book of Sirach, these words take on a different hue. For Sirach reminds us that when we keep God's commandments, we choose life over death. The simple truth is that God gives us the commandments as a gift so that we might find the genuine joy and happiness in life that we all seek and that God has created us for. This is why Jesus tells us in today's gospel that he did not come to abolish the commandments, but to fulfill them, to help us understand how they can help us to find that genuine joy, peace, and happiness that God wants us to have, not only in this life, but in the life to come. Of course, for over 3,000 years, people have critiqued, belittled, ignored, and disdained the Ten Commandments, sometimes labeling them as irrelevant or outdated or too severe. But they are indeed a gift from God to give us directions in life and how to stay aligned with God so that we can find the fullness of life that God so desperately wants all of us to have. We know from our lived experience that when the tires on our automobile get out of alignment, pretty soon we start to experience an uneven, bumpy, or rough ride. Or if our back gets out of alignment, pretty soon we begin to experience some discomfort or back pain or leg pain. Or maybe we find ourselves limping. So too it is in our spiritual life. Once we get out of alignment with God's way, we begin to experience unnecessary bumps in the road and discomfort and troubles. In a spiritual sense, we begin to limp along, straying for that straight and narrow path that leads us to God. We are out of alignment. But Jesus challenges us to these high standards only because Jesus wants us to be happy and to enjoy fullness of life here on earth and in the hereafter. Jesus realizes that no one rises to low expectations. We live in a culture that is rampant with minimalism, where everyone is trying to get the most for the least. What's the minimum I have to do to get into heaven? People sometimes ask, thinking that there must be a shortcut to happiness in this life and in the next. But again, as we know from our lived experience, shortcuts only lead to superficial, short-term happiness. And God loves us too much to lead us down that path. Essentially, this is what our parish commitment to full stewardship is all about. a plan that challenges each and every one of us to fully align ourselves with God by always putting God first in our lives. Yes, the demands of the commandments that God gives to us are quite challenging. But the good news is that we must never forget or overlook is that God's mercy is also extreme, magnanimous. Yes, God challenges us to high standards. God challenges us to a heroic, virtuous life. God challenges us to be saints so that we can partake of the full joy of life in the here and now as well as in the hereafter. But we know that we all sometimes don't meet those high expectations. But the good news is when we fall short of the mark, all is not lost. For God's mercy is as lenient as God's expectations are high. We don't have to be perfect to get to heaven. But we do need to be in alignment with someone who is.